If you live in the Seattle area, you may have heard of the literary organization Richard Hugo House. But who exactly was Richard Hugo? What kind of legacy did he leave for other local artists after he died in 1982? Seattle composer and performer Wayne Horvitz has just released an album that was inspired by Hugo's writing. The title, Some Places Are Forever Afternoon, comes from a line in one of Hugo's poems. I asked Horvitz to tell me a little bit about Hugo and his literary legacy.
He's a poet, so we're not talking about, you know, huge amounts of people knew his work, but certainly more than do now. Partly his poems were published regularly in the usual places, but including The New Yorker, et cetera, et cetera. And I think he was just one of the sort of poets of that era that people knew about. And then something happened to him that wouldn't happen as often anymore, which is that the University of Montana just said, hey, why don't you come, you know, have this job. I mean, I'm sure he didn't have a doctorate or anything. And so he spent it wasn't that long, but it was a significant part of his life in terms of his output and a huge part of his, you know, story. Spent me the last 12 years at the University of Montana.
So something in particular piqued your interest in this guy?
A person approached me about commissioning for something, and we were tossing around ideas, and he's a writer as well. And he just sort of, as an aside, said, you know, God, someone should do a Richard Hugo project, you know. And I thought, you know, I really need something to hang my hat on here. Let me look at that. So I wasn't that familiar with his poems. And so I started to read them.
What do you find that's particularly Northwest about what he writes, if anything?
Well, I think the thing I see in his poems, interestingly enough, is, well, I don't know if it's interesting to other people, but it's interesting to me, is that it really reminds me and gives me a sense of the Northwest when I first saw it. And of course, that was really right before he died. I came here, I was still living in New York. I came here to do a couple of gigs in, I don't know, mid-70s. I hitchhiked up here and hiked around a lot. And that thing about Seattle being like a working class place, which it isn't anymore. It was an industrial place in the middle of this unbelievably beautiful location. And of course, the towns in Montana he talks about are the same except 1/100th the size. But it's sort of the same thing.
This particular recording features 11 of these poems. What were you looking for in particular?
In some ways, the titles ended up reflecting kind of what I was looking for. Every title is a line from the poem. And then the subtitle is the name of the poem itself. I would just see a line that resonated with me, and then, you know, occasionally I would then read the poem and go, no, that's not the one. But a lot of times it was finding one line.
I'm speaking with Wayne Horvitz, and his latest recording, Some Places Are Forever Afternoon, was inspired by the writing of Richard Hugo, the late poet born in Seattle. This album, Wayne, is subtitled 11 Places for Richard Hugo. So what do you mean when you use that term place?
I just didn't want to say 11 songs for Richard Hugo, and I think of the songs as places. They're all about places, and most importantly, his whole thing was writing about place.
One that particularly hit me in the head or hit me in the ear, I guess, is called Nothing. This is your title, and then I'll read Richard Hugo's title. Nothing Dies as Slowly as a Scene. Mm-hmm. And that's from Death of the Capucin Tavern.
Right. I took a trip researching all this, and one of the things my daughter and I kept seeing place after place was, you know, rural West, there's a lot of bars. But for every bar that was open, there were two that were closed, you know. And you saw how many open bars there had been.
So we're talking about music inspired by a writer.
It's really hard with music particularly. I mean, if you're writing, it's one thing. If you're painting, it's one thing. If you're taking pictures. I basically went in June and early July. I slept on it for 3 weeks. Then I went to a place in California I go to occasionally to write the music, and I spent the month, you know, with the poems open, or I'd look at them, you know, I'd have a coffee and look at them, or before I went to sleep, I had them there at the piano. And I just waited for it to come, you know. And sometimes it came very easily and sometimes it didn't.
You are not the only artist in the Seattle area to be inspired by Richard Hugo. The former director of Richard Hugo House, Francis McHugh, actually put together a beautiful sort of a coffee table-ish book inspired by his writing and a sort of a road trip of his.
Right.
In a sense, you and your daughter Nika recreated a version of your own.
Absolutely. In fact, we didn't really retrace Hugo's steps at all. We really retraced, we're good friends, and I always joke with her, you know, what you took 3 years to do, we tried to do it 12 days.
But, so what you said, Francis McHugh, we're just going to do what you did?
Yeah, pretty much. And
when I think about Hugo, I think of him as a quintessentially Northwest guy, and these poems are about the place that he is from. You've been here now
quite a while.
Yeah, almost 30 years, right?
I think 25 years, yeah.
25 years. You're not from here originally, but how do you think this place and its geography and other artists like Francis McHugh or Richard Hugo inform the trajectory that you've taken as a musician?
I actually have a pretty strong emotional sense of that. I, you know, particularly when I first moved to New York, it's like, how's your music going to change because you're in the Northwest and it's more mellow? And, you know, I don't buy that. I really don't buy that. In fact, I think that my language was pretty much established early on in my life, which I think is true for artists in general. At the same time, I'm constantly obsessed with history of the West. I always have been. I was a kid in the West, too. I sort of split my childhood between the East and the West. I read about the West a lot. I'm interested in Western writers. I love to drive through the West. So I think that seeps into my music, not in a way that's literal, but in a way that just has to do with my spirit, you know, or who I am.
Composer, performer, and music producer Wayne Horvitz, his latest recording, inspired by the poet Richard Hugo, is called Some Places Are Forever Afternoon. He's going to perform that music with the Poetry October 10th at Cornish College of the Arts. And Byrne, this particular piece is inspired by the Duwamish River.
Wow, I like it. Lovely.
Yeah, beautiful.